She helps those that help herself.
Yes.
Yes. Let me help you. Yeah. Help me.
Yeah. Fuck.
Greetings, Apropos. And buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos Nothing Podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna. Yes.
And we're drinking booze.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, ooh.
On it.
Which one first? Are we drinking this one?
Yeah, this is.
We have multiple boozes, you guys.
Swoop. So we're drinking more of the
Contraband. Black Hills Contraband. This is the gingerbread. It's just dangerous, it says.
Oh. Wow, all right.
All right. Here we go. The smell is really amazing.
Oh. That is...
The afternote is...
How do I not... I don't know how I feel about this.
Yeah, the afternote is...
Neither do
I. Like, because, so, like, there's parts of it that it's, like, kind of bittery that I'm like, this is not working against the juxtaposition of the sweet... just the sickeningly sweet... kind of almost like a maple syrup in my mouth.
Mm, mm-hmm.
I think it's supposed to be brown sugar, but it tastes like maple syrup to
me. Yeah, it's a molasses-y.
I'm gonna have to try
like a soft ginger cookie.
Yeah, yeah. It's got like a really soft gingerbread taste to it.
Yeah,
Huh. And then afterward, I think I have a feeling about what that aftertaste is, and I'm going to say very slightly burned popcorn ball.
There's a black licorice in that aftertaste.
Yeah? Huh.
Yeah, do it again. You'll find it. And I think that's what I'm like,
There is a lot going on with that. That's all I know.
It kind of tastes like old-timey cough syrup.
Yeah,
but like the old timey kind, because like I think Fort William used to like sell old
Robitussin.
Yeah, like they're what is it called? Whorehound.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's pretty on the nose.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's the one. Yeah, because I remember it like they had
the
them in like
candies,
in the gum the cough drop form.
Lozenges, yeah.
Yeah, and
the dad's old-fashioned, yeah.
Yeah, that one. That's exactly what that is.
I love those.
Yeah. Here, you can have that.
No, I'm not saying I love this.
God damn it.
I'm not saying I hate it, but
I'll
very complicated.
Finish my booze like a big girl.
Huh.
Yeah, the aftertaste is has like a hard grapefruit peel taste to it. We've had worse.
Oh, much worse.
We have, but I am...
Huh.
I would absolutely love to try this with Rick.
The problem is that I felt there was so much promise in the scent of this booze.
Oh, the scent
and
was
then
lovely.
It was like a sweet siren lady.
Hmm.
Just kind of walking along the beach shore with a come-hither look, and I was like, yes, we're going to do this, and then she punched me in the face. That's pretty much what happened. I'm still kind of okay with that, yeah.
I will try to make sure that I'm stocked up on root beer, or on Dr. Pepper next week.
I would look forward to it. Since we don't have Dr. Pepper this week, crimes! We've done something different.
Let's be clear. Mm-hmm. Any one of us could have picked up Dr. Pepper.
Instead, we're having a concoction. We're having Sprite with a shot of...
Shun. Wait.
Con.
We're having Sprite with a shot of my homemade limoncello.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do this.
All right. The smell is amazing.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I want to tell you, that makes up for it.
Shit. That's, yeah.
That's 100%. Yeah.
James, we might have to Uber.
I'm good with that.
That is mighty, mighty refreshing.
Oh, fuck to the yes.
That's, yeah, that's a substantial beverage.
It tastes like Sprite.
Yeah.
That is like a Sprite that has
Fountain
had lemon
Sprite.
Drops in it.
Mm.
It's got just a little bit more, and it's delightfully refreshing. I highly recommend it.
All right. Yeah.
Get yourself some limoncello. Mm. Mm-hmm. Some Sprite. All right. Hey, everybody. I'm back.
Oh.
I know, right?
Great. Hold on. God, it just keeps going, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's annoying. I just want, like, a short burst of applause. I need a short burst of applause button. Okay, sure.
Or just the one, just...
Very, very short.
Anyway, you're back.
Yes, I am, and I would love to find out what you two have been up to.
My daughter turned 21.
What the shit?
I know.
I know. Oh, my God.
I've got a cane around here.
Yeah. It's in a sword.
You're right.
Yes, no, also misunderstood.
No, a sword is in it.
No. He's also got one that's the opposite. That sword over there opens up, and there's a cane inside it.
Cane and a cane sword.
Yeah.
Yes. My daughter turned 21. And she didn't really want any kind of a big to-do because she's not... She doesn't like alcohol, and she didn't want to feel pressured to alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
She and I and her dad went out for a lovely dinner at Merlin's.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic.
Where she tried a few things and didn't like them.
Yeah.
There was one beverage that she did try, and she was like, this is acceptable.
Yeah.
Something that the bartender put together.
I know that you... Did you tell us what the name of the drink was?
It was called the Flying Cauldron.
The Flying Cauldron. That's right. Yeah, I knew that it had a name.
Did I talk about this on the last podcast?
You did, but that's okay. Salsa wasn't here for it, and he doesn't listen to the podcast.
I'm not going to listen to the other episode.
No.
All right, well, then I'll do the short version. Then after Merlin's, we went to Updown. Because she can now.
Right.
So...
is Updown 21 plus?
It is.
I was not aware.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I wanted to bring my nephew, and...
Nope.
That'll be a few years in the future.
Yeah, no, 21 and up.
Mm-hmm.
So we did that, and she had a blast. She and her father played a lot of games. I played a couple.
Yeah.
But they're really the heavy arcade gamers.
Yeah.
Jessa kicked my ass at skee-ball. It was impressive. Like, normally I'm the skee-ball person.
Yeah.
And then, like, I was winning for, like, forever, and then Jess's final skee-ball thing
so
just... Yeah.
Jess is just better at everything than you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And isn't that every parent's goal?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. You won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I won at parent.
Yeah.
And yeah, she's better than things that most people, because I'm better at things than most people. Mm-hmm.
That's what I've heard.
Yeah.
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 Word
so
around
she's
the bathroom
better at me
is that you're is that Jenna's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I just want to make sure you sounded surprised, and I'm like,
no.
Why?
No, we've met.
Okay.
No. You and I are always very closely ranked in the fencing tournaments. I'm not surprised at all.
Speaking of fencing.
Yeah.
I'm not going to be doing entertainment at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival next year. I will, however, be working at the fencing booth this year.
Yeah.
As far from entertainment as possible.
No, it's entirely entertainment.
That's just entertaining ourselves.
I plan
There's
to
a difference.
Be entertained is what I was going to follow that up with.
Yeah. You're already being entertained is
right.
The best.
I posted a Facebook, and, like, there's just things happening. There's comment threads. There's, I don't even know. It's insane.
We're just boothing all over it.
What have I done?
I'm okay with unleashing this chaos.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm going to join the booth and just kind of instigate things.
Oh, yeah.
It will take literally zero energy.
I know this is going to be the easiest year I've had in forever. Oh, it's going to be great.
just saunter through the booth, dropping bombs behind her, and then sit down and be like, I'm done for the day.
Go hang out with Near Death and be like...
As the chaos behind her just happens. Yeah.
It's like if you show a still life portrait of a bowl of fruit to Cole, that's going to be an entire day for us.
Yeah.
So
I don't plan on doing that. I'm probably going to say something along the lines of like, hey, Cole, did you hear that James got a new T-shirt or something?
Yeah.
And then he'll just go from there. Yeah, like, it doesn't even matter.
No.
I just, as long as I aim him at a target.
Yeah.
That's basically all I need.
Yeah,
pretty much.
That's all of us. Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be good ammunition.
No.
I just need to make Cole aware of somebody's existence, and it'll be great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, we keep ourselves entertained pretty thoroughly.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes the audience likes it, and that's that's fine. It's not for them. It's... yeah. Sometimes it's for them.
It kind of is.
And if Jenna gets bored, she might put, like, a gambeson on somebody...
Yeah.
Just for, you know, something to do.
Just for funsies.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm going to be doing with my festival season next year, which means...
next year or this year?
This year, next festival season.
Yeah.
This, in a month.
For the foreseeable future.
Yeah. How's that? So...
accurate.
Yeah. So that means that all of my character ideas and things that I was... like, just kind of, like, boiling in the background and costume things and all this other stuff. I'm like, I'm going to have to make some changes real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last time I said that was when I built Nettie, so I feel like this is going to be fine.
I am looking forward to seeing the results, yeah.
So there are certain costume pieces that I'm going to reuse. I ordered some new costume pieces because I don't have the time right now with the Fringe Festival and Joe's move and all the rest of it to do all of that. I'm just like, nope.
Yeah.
I'm going to cheat. So yeah, I cheated and I ordered some stuff online.
Okay. I feel like that's okay.
Get some gloves. Yeah, I did order some gloves.
Good.
They are... leather opera gloves.
Ooh. Oh.
So they go up to, like, just below the elbow.
Okay.
And I'm just going to have, like a mad fucking scientist.
Okay.
In glove.
Nice.
Because I want to make sure to protect my skin as much as possible.
Sure.
Because I have a very mild latex allergy, and I don't want to... expose any more than I have to.
Yeah.
It's not going to be a big deal, but I don't want to end up with a spot that feels itchy, and then I itch it a lot, and then it gets bad, and then it gets cranky. Also,
and then it ends
I already
up being
have
spiders.
I already have Benadryl cream. Stop that! I hate that one. Oh God, that's
it's in my head my whole life.
Don't share. Don't share that one.
Out of curiosity, how many cases of balloons do you all go through in a year?
that's a Meredith question or an Abby question. They're the brains of this operation.
Yes.
But I am going to guess that we probably go through at least 300 balloons in a two-day weekend. Mm-hmm. Easily.
That even seems low to me.
It does.
That seems low. Incredibly low to me.
Yeah, I'm thinking that it might even be like 300 balloons a day.
I was kind of guessing somewhere between 750 and 1,000 a day. It does kind of depend on the day.
Yeah.
But like I think you guys there's a lot that
I think
we
Oh, it's so good.
I think we go through more than, like, we assume, just because of things that pop.
Sure.
While you're working on stuff. Yeah. Sometimes you got to re-balloon it.
Sometimes comedy has to happen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm guessing it's quite a chunk of balloon.
Sure. Well, I'm trying to think. I think on an average day, I think you're much closer, because on an average day, I think we do like 200 patrons through the booth. So that would be at least 400.
Hey, Mav.
Right.
Yeah.
Mav.
Mav would know.
Let us know.
Yeah. But Mav's retired. He doesn't, yeah. Yeah. He doesn't have to
Mav,
give a shit
Mav
anymore.
Can't keep up doing 200 patrons a day anymore.
He's retired, but yeah. He still knows how much he bought in past years.
Yeah, besides, I'm really glad that you're here to help us do patrons.
I had a contract
season?
Like that once?
Like
oh,
that?
God, that sounds horrifying.
Oh, wow.
Well,
it was a contract? My God.
Well, it was supposed to be a hit, but...
but you got to get close to the target.
Right, yeah. Like, everybody does it. Don't judge the process.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah. No.
Absolutely not.
No. You might as well enjoy your work, whatever it's going to be.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, nobody if you love your work, you'll never work a day in your life.
Nobody says
yeah.
You can't mix business.
If you love what you do, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. So, but I'm super excited. Like, I have a lot more free rein on what I'll be doing with my day.
Sure.
Even though half of it is, you know, the exact same thing, I get the other half, because I'm doing halvesies, to do other things. Like, some of it is my campground duties, but then I'll actually have time to go see shows.
Yeah. You can commune with the shower frog.
And talk to people and like
I don't understand.
Some people are less obsessed with themselves and can go and watch others.
Oh, I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Right. But I don't like
just go
I don't
yeah, me neither.
Frogs.
When yeah. I'm doing street entertainment, it is a very long day.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be wonderful cuz you've got like a million beautiful wonderful interactions throughout your day.
Yeah.
But there are places that you need to hit. There are people that you need to handle sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, it's way heftier of a job than people, I think, understand. And, like, yeah, I'll have to be doing some of that for half a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 5 hours as opposed to 10. Like, that's pretty nice. I'm pretty okay with that.
Yeah.
That sounds lovely.
I don't have to do closing game or opening game or cast call even.
There is a booth meeting thing, but
yeah,
it's a booth meeting.
Yeah,
if you're hungover, you're on time.
I don't know how I'm going to find out what the weather's going to be like, or if there's traffic backed up on 169.
Well, I've got a sweater that I can help.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You think I could still get a locker?
Nice.
Oh, in jokes. Those work great on a podcast. Yay! So anyway.
Local jokes will get you local work. We hope.
Inside jokes will get you inside work?
Mm. Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun,
dun. Hello. Because you're a barn animal.
Yeah. And I'm super excited because I can just do. And then sometimes not do.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It's a new adventure. But it's
there is no try.
There is no try.
No.
Right.
All right.
I mean, that is one of my favorite quotes.
Quoting Salsa on this episode? That seems
not
weird.
Salsa, that's Yoda. Why? Why? James, why? What?
Oh, welcome to the booth.
This is not the booth. This is not the booth.
Well,
which
you know,
is
it's
where
like
I
Salsa said, all the world's
doing?
A booth.
No,
and,
that's not what
we
Salsa
are merely
said.
Boothies.
No, why are you quoting it's, Salsa on things Salsa didn't say? Why are you, what do you, why, James? Why? God damn it. But no, I'm super excited to be joining this wonderful group of people.
Yeah.
and trying out some new things. And it's for a good cause.
Yeah,
and
it is.
Like, I'm just like, I talked to my boss at work today. I was like, yeah, I'm probably going to be taking half days on Mondays from through August and September. Because I'll be spending my weekends volunteering to raise funds for a nonprofit organization.
Accurate.
Nice. Which makes me sound like a fucking saint in the corporate world.
I mean,
it's 100% what I'm doing.
If Cole, Rue, and I
told a single lie in that,
yeah,
exactly.
If we're still alive at the end of the season, then you are a saint. I believe we can actually apply for sainthood.
Oh yes, that trophy is going to get a lot of.
We need a Deadpool, you guys.
Oh shit!
Or just an over/under on which one of you is going to remain.
That's like, the thing is, they're going to have to pick which one of us and how long, because otherwise, it's just like walking up to the roulette table and saying, "I don't know, one of these numbers."
I mean, you really brought it on yourself. You're handing Jenna a sword.
Look, if we didn't, someone would.
Yes, but you
or she would just take it.
I was about to say, or I'd bring my own.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, it's you can't even blame someone else. You're just like, here's the sword. Now I'm going to provoke you.
Yeah,
I did just order a T-shirt today that says I like to poke people, and it's a person in a mask with a sword. Because I was
That's
like, this is appropriate.
Yeah.
Also, Facebook, you are very creepy in your advertisement.
Ooh, yeah.
But I was like, nope, I need to have that. And so then I went and found the vendor outside of Facebook ads, because fuck Facebook.
Yeah, well, that's a good idea anyway, just because of how many of those are
scammy bots.
Fucking scams, yeah.
Yep.
Always look up the website yourself.
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, Facebook did tell me that that's a thing that existed, and I was like, this will be 5 minutes of research.
Yeah.
And now it's on its way.
Hot damn.
So,
nicely.
Yeah. Then I got a few more T-shirts for fencing because I was on a roll.
Yeah.
Were any of them red pandas?
Huh?
Because if you get a red panda fencing,
shit.
I looked.
That's like the Venn diagram is perfect.
I definitely... What I need is a red panda with like foil in one hand and a cup of coffee in the other. That's really
real
what
good.
I need.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I've thought this through.
All right, somebody make that for Josh.
Okay. You know, Josh does paint masks.
I had actually been talking with Josh. My earlier concept was a Mandalorian helmet.
Ooh, yeah, that's also quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, now
but,
I'm...
Well, what, you know what would be better? A Pandalorian mask.
Mind blown. Kablam.
Oh my god.
It's gross. She's getting brains all over
like
the bar.
Straight up head explosion. Holy fuck. Oh, it's a pun, but I don't care. It's beautiful. That is the only good pun that has ever been uttered.
I knew it. What? You're saying that like I'm surprised or some shit? Like that caught me off guard?
Oh,
no,
God.
I knew. I knew when I heard it. I was like, oh, that is the one. That's the good pun.
Do you know what I'm sad about as an aside? I tried on my helmet yesterday because I was... showing Josh and Meredith my helmet.
Oh, sure, sure. Like,
yeah. Right? And I had gotten myself a motorcycle jacket to do fencing in, right?
Uh-huh.
That was 2 years ago. And I have
and
at least
shrunk.
A 20... Yeah, that jacket just magically shrunk.
Shit.
I haven't tried it on yet, but it was already, because I didn't want a lot of baggy, it was already fitting pretty tight.
Yes.
2 years ago?
Yeah.
I'm going to be real upset when I try that thing on, and it's like, nope.
COVID made it shrink.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
God damn.
Yeah.
No, I gained weight. I don't even have a problem saying
that's
that.
Fair. Yeah.
I have body issues. Like, I'm a little weirded out by my body because it just doesn't feel like mine yet. But I'm not, like, against it.
Fair.
If that makes sense.
Yeah.
I'm not, like, opposed to having the extra weight because I'm still healthy and moving and, you know, fencing.
Yeah.
Whatever. But it just, this perimenopausal plus the pandemic just kind of was a perfect storm. Like, I think in 2 years I probably gained about 30 pounds.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel quite right yet.
Fair.
I haven't adjusted to it. It's kind of like my hair, actually. Like, I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, but that's not how my hair does. I'm confused.
Yeah. After I get my hair cut pretty frequently, because I'll get it cut almost all the way up to shoulder length.
Mm-hmm.
And then for a little while, I'll do the thing that I usually do when I go to sit down and like go to pull my braid around in front of my shoulder or something, like, or go to toss it back over my shoulder, something mm-hmm. like that. And then there's just nothing the fuck there. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, yeah.
What have you been up to, James?
So the LAN party that I talked about last week happened.
Yay!
Which was great.
I'm gonna pretend I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
No. Give me a second.
Oh shit.
Okay. So Salsa, this is the LAN party that happens like every 3 months or so that James talks about all the time on this podcast that you don't listen to in the first place.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Oh,
what is LAN?
Oh Jesus fuck. Oh my God, you did have a good vacation, didn't you? You were in a mood. You were feisty.
Yeah.
You're just like,
this salsa is spicy
out
today.
To yeah.
So,
when
yeah.
mommy and a daddy love each other. They play video games over at
one. That's true.
Yes.
Yeah.
Actually.
Charles has a new place. He had always intended that we should have a LAN party there. Right. And then COVID.
Of course.
Yeah.
Right.
As one does. And then, we had had a couple of quarterly WAN parties where we just hung out online together and played video games over the interwebs, which is fun, but not quite the same.
Right.
And then this was our first in-person LAN party at that house and in more than a year.
Mm-hmm.
And so big excitement. Even scheduled out to 4 days for people who could do that.
Heavens.
And what I realized is that none of us are prepared to be around that number of people playing high stress things for that long.
Mm.
Was one of the things that I realized. And like by Sunday morning, we'd already had one major blow up where someone was having like auditory processing issues and didn't realize it until it was too late and was trying to tell people, and there was a miscommunication, and it was just like, finally, like, he got up and he was like, nope, I gotta step out, I gotta go, I'll be back, I can't be here. Yeah. So that happened.
It could be worse.
It definitely could be. Yeah. Yeah, but everybody was kind of under that stress, whether or not it bubbled to the surface or not.
Right.
And then, in addition, like, I had a ton of stress because this is my first LAN party with my new laptop, which has a finite amount of fucking space. And so having a bunch of little games on there, not a problem.
Right.
But having... They wanted almost exclusively all really big games on there, and so I felt like I was constantly deleting one thing to download another thing. Gotcha. And then spending 2 hours downloading it, and by that time nobody wanted to play that game, and then it, like, and that's really fucking stressful. So I managed to get ahead of the curve, but I have some work to do on my laptop. It's not a huge deal. So things will be better next time. But by Sunday morning, I was feeling kind of, you know, I was feeling... Ennui is boredom, right? But it's malaise that's, like, sort of an uneasy, weird feeling.
Ennui is not really boredom. Ennui is just kind of...
Ennui is kind of like a nostalgic...
Existential...
Existential...
Disconnected.
Yeah. So it was halfway... It was, it was like an ennui malaise sandwich.
Okay.
Yeah. Which is also my Weezer cover band. That feeling that I was having was just like kind of mild dissatisfaction and stress, combined with the feeling that I had somewhere to be, and that I wasn't there.
Ah.
And while there were lots of places that I could be, I did not actually have plans to go anywhere that I hadn't talked to somebody and been like, I just can't fucking make it.
Right.
So, but I had run out of spoons, And I had to have that conversation with somebody at the beginning of the day because they were like, yeah, will you be out at Pride later today? And I was like,
nope.
No, I can't. I fucking can't. I can't be around that many people right now, and I can't deal with any of that shit.
You have hit your quota yep. of
mm-hmm.
interaction.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then someone was like, hey, Charles has a pool and everybody brought swimsuits, right? And people were like, yeah.
And even if you haven't.
Yeah. I like, we're friends. Yeah, so we all put on swimsuits and went outside and hung out in a pool for 2-something hours.
I have no idea what that's like.
And I want to tell you, it was exactly what I needed.
Hmm. I believe it.
Just even like treading water in the deep end and swimming around and pushing off of the side and, you know, all of that stuff. Just, fuck, it was so good. and hanging out with friends and having splash fights and shit outside and leaving my phone inside. It was perfect. And I felt like it refilled some of my spoons, and I had a good rest of the LAN party. And then when I ran out of spoons, I was like, yeah, I should get home, because I did actually need to be home anyway. But yeah, I was like, yeah, let's I'm good. I don't need to install the next game. I can I'm gonna head out, and then next LAN will be easier. Yeah. So but it was a great time.
Which games did you end up playing? Because we talked about some possibilities.
We ended up playing Grounded, which is the gathering, building, survival game that's Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yeah.
And it's great.
Okay.
It's difficult, but it's great. And then we played some Witchit with a frenemy of the podcast, Eric Thompson.
Curse the friend.
So that happened, and that was decent fun. That one's a prop hunt game, and some genital jousting. And it's still press up to consent at the beginning of the game and everything like that. I got to play the story mode for a little while, which is very weird. It's very weird, and kind of depressing, honestly. And then Barry built an arcade cabinet. So we played a shitload of games on a giant 4-person arcade cabinet.
Nice.
That plugs into the TV. So we played the full Turtles in Time. We played Streets of Rage 4. We played all kinds of stuff. Yeah. Nice. Fuck, it was awesome.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. So just that kind of stuff. Golf with your friends is really weirdly stressful for a mini golf simulator. But most people had fun. I had fun once they switched it to hockey mode. Stefan Senpai instructed me to inform you that there is a hockey mode for that mini golf game.
Good.
And then instructed me to tell you that there is a skee-ball mode for that mini golf game. Yeah. It's really hitting all the fucking buttons.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So that happened, and then we pretended to be pirates for a little while in Sea of Thieves, which is substantial fun, but one of my friends is not good at steering the boat, and that became immediately apparent. And this was one of those things where I was like, huh, we're running a little thin on patience, but that was very well handled for that person. My college friend Nathan, was...
Yeah, just call Nathan out.
Yeah. He doesn't listen. And if he does, he'll be like, yep. Because he was struggling with it because boats do not steer like anything else.
No, they don't.
They're very different. And so he had just never done that before. And we're calling out instructions. We're like, shit, rocks are coming up. You need to turn, you know, hard to port and all that. And he's like, it doesn't steer fast at all. And it's like... Bring the sails up a little bit. Slow us down. Dude, you know, all of the... and he's just like, we hit some rocks, and the boat's taking on water, and our crewmate is just bailing for his life out, you know, from the hold and everything like that. And Nathan's like, you're going to fucking steer this boat. Fuck you. I'm going to climb the mast. I'm going to tell you where to go.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. So, yeah, but it's... a weirdly good time. So, yeah. Yeah, that's what we were about the majority of the time. And then just relaxing and playing Jackbox games in the same room.
Oh.
Yeah.
I haven't done that in forever.
Fucking weird.
Oh, yeah. God.
Yeah. So there was that. But it was a good time. Shenanigans were had. Oh, and the food. Fuck.
Oh.
The food was the best that it's ever been.
Fuck out of chow truly, or what?
Well, that conversation did happen. We almost went to Fogo. Yeah. Ooh. Some people are like, nope, money signed with the fingers.
Right.
And so we went to Khan's Mongolian Grill instead. And several of us showed the rest of the group how to architecturally assemble your bowl so that you get way more than a bowl's worth of food.
Yes, you always put the noodles on top.
There's a skill to it. Just had that
go back
amount
for
of fun.
Seconds,
but,
you guys.
Yeah, Landmom Christina really took care of us. We had beautiful shepherd's pie. We had glorious, what is it, shakshuka? Is the eggs on the sausage bed with like bits of potato or something in it.
I have
and
no
it was
idea.
Fucking glorious. She made giant pancakes that took up entire sheet pans and were filled with fruit or chocolate. Nice. And just nice. Like brisket like I've never had before in the smoker.
Okay.
Sounds like a quick
very
party.
Cool.
Yeah, it was amazing.
But was there a taco bar?
There was.
Oh, God.
I'm so sorry. There was. It was Sunday night. They had a taco bar, but she was like, these aren't. I know that there have been better taco bars, and this is kind of the suburban, like.
It's a taco bar.
I mean, I am very happy that you had a taco bar.
Yeah. Yep. But yes.
I have nothing I could contribute and sneak
taco
in.
Bar
so.
Did have,
that's fine. Yeah.
But the real question is.
Yes.
What does land mean?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It means. Lagoons and nepotism. It's all about bodies of water, small bodies of water, and tiny independent theaters, and getting your nephew hired.
Should we take a break?
Oh, Jesus Christ! Yes, please.
We're gonna take a break. We'll be right back.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
I've told that to so many people.
You had a last date like that?
Had so many last dates like that. Oh, those poor people.
Yeah.
We're back.
Are we?
Yes.
Aww.
Well, who the fuck are you? What are you doing in my house? I'm James.
I'm Jenna. I'm about to try drinking a Shell's Sangria, which is technically beer, but I was told does not taste like beer.
Mm-hmm. It's sangria-flavored beer.
We're about to find out.
Like, this came highly recommended by somebody who also has tasting abilities for beer-type things, so... Mm-hmm. And they did not detect any, so I'm going to try this. Nope.
Yep. All right.
Nope, it happened. It was at the tail end. I was like, oh, that just became unfortunate.
I'm sorry.
Well, I'm about it.
Oh, God.
I was wondering what I was going to drink.
Well,
there you go.
Yeah.
Now I'm wondering what I'm going to drink. Hello, Kahlua. We're drinking you straight. Actually, I'm going to put it in this tiny little...
I've got some
Kraken. Release the
right.
Kraken.
I'm going to release the Kraken.
We planned all of this out so well.
It's so well. True. You know what? I did plan out well.
Yeah?
My vacation.
Yay!
Oh, yeah!
My wife and myself and my children went to the East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
It is my children's first experience with the whole airport everything.
Oh.
They have previously flown in my uncle's little two-seater airplane.
Just sure.
A quick flight around our hometown.
Sure.
5 minutes, 10 minutes tops, maybe.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Just a little jaunt up and down, and that's the only flight they've ever been on. So this was their first flight.
Yeah. Airline flight.
Exactly. So we made sure that they had the window seats, and you know, they absolutely loved it. But yeah, so we left fucking early.
As one does.
Like 5 a.m. we had to get up and head out. And my sister-in-law was a sweetheart and dropped us off. But we did. We flew into Philadelphia.
All right.
We rented a car, and we drove out to... on that very first day, we went to Valley Forge.
Oh, okay.
Which is not terribly far from Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. And we got to see one of the readouts that was still there. One of the little, like, hill fort things.
Okay.
It's basically like a circle with built-up dirt on the side.
Yeah. Ah, okay.
It's just basically a simple fortification, you know.
Yeah.
They put cannons and stuff on cities.
I'd never heard the word readout.
Okay. Yeah.
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 But we got to see inside one of those, and we got to see inside some of the little cabins that they had, you know, and see basically the conditions that the soldiers would have been in Valley Forge at that point in time.
You had photos of your kids on those bunks.
Yeah.
And while they may not have enjoyed solid wood planks as a bed, the older I get...
You know, I was sitting there like, that's basically what I slept on when I worked at Komokan.
Yeah.
Right.
But it was fun. We weren't there for terribly long, but we did get to see a little bit of Valley Forge. And
sure.
We were listening to one of the, you know, reenactors there talking about all of these huts were recreations. None of them were original, obviously.
Right.
But he was saying that, you know, by the time Washington's troops left after six months, the closest tree was 5 miles away.
Oh, you know? Wow.
Because they had just been through a winter.
Yeah.
Keeping an army warm.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
there was no trees anywhere. And they were like, so the farmers in the area could go 5 miles for firewood, or they could look at those empty huts.
Right.
Fair.
So those huts didn't last very long.
No.
No, that makes sense.
They got taken apart and burned for wood.
That, right.
And he said some of them survived until the early 1800s because the farmers realized they were good shelter or storage.
Okay. Oh, sure.
So they used them for storage until they eventually took them down. Yep. But that's what happened to the Valley Forge camp, is it got used by the farmers for firewood.
This makes sense.
But yeah, they also had one of the ovens, the camp ovens that they used, which was basically a big metal box that was buried under a mound of dirt.
Yeah.
Really cool.
Nice.
So we were at Valley Forge for a little bit, and then we went to kind of the Harrisburg area, which is where my wife's uncle's family lives.
Okay.
Her father is from that area. And so we got to see her uncle and her grandfather. Her grandfather got to meet our kids. You know, a nice little family reunion.
Yeah.
Over in that area. But then, so that was the first day. The second day, we went to Gettysburg. And
what address?
Oh.
Yeah. It's no Pandalorian, but I'm still okay with it.
we went to Gettysburg, and we got to look around there. And my wife still had to work throughout all of this weekend.
Sure.
But she's teaching online summer school.
Oh, sure.
But it's basically she's doing things that are submitted, and then she grades and hand, you know. But she also has office hours every day between a certain time. So she had to be online every day, like, for an hour.
Okay.
And so she just needed to, like, step aside, find a hotspot somewhere, and just and so it was just me with the kids. So the kids and I were really the ones that saw Gettysburg. She saw the, like, museum and the visitor center, but then the kids and I were the ones that actually went out to the battlefields. Which was not as interesting for the kids.
No, yeah.
By the time the 90-minute tour that we were on got done, they were pretty melted.
Yeah.
Because it was also fucking hot.
Yeah.
But no, they were troopers. We saw some really fun things out. We got to see the like I said, the battlefields and see things like that. Talking about, we heard all about General Sickles. General Sickles was one of the generals during the Battle of Gettysburg.
Okay.
And General Sickles, as our tour guide said, he was an interesting character. He was the only one of the generals at Gettysburg who was not a West Point graduate. So he thought he knew better than everybody. Yeah, exactly. And so he was like, I'm going to... There's a hill in front of me. I'm going to be on top of that hill with my army. And Meade was like, no, you're not. Because the rest of the army is here in this line. And you're way the fuck up there. Yes, you're on higher ground. But you're also way the fuck in front of us.
Yeah.
And that's bad.
Right.
This is... no.
Yeah, StarCraft has taught me this is not advantageous.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So...
If only they'd had that.
Meade, who, by the way, had found out...
Yeah, they were probably back on Warcraft.
Meade, who had found out 4 days earlier that he was now general of the army.
Oh, shit.
At 3 a.m., yeah. It was... Lincoln said...
You've been promoted.
Yeah, Lincoln was like, 3 a.m., he got the news. He was like, by the way, you're promoted. Get the fuck out there and beat Lee. Fuck. Okay. So, Meade... second day of battle, Lee doesn't attack. Doesn't attack all fucking morning, all the way until like 2 o'clock in the afternoon before he finally attacks. Meade is freaking out. He called all of his generals together and for a meeting. All the generals show up, except Sickles. And the general all the way on the left side says, yeah, as I passed, he was advancing.
Well, there's that.
So Sickles was... caught up in some... It was good and bad because Lee's army didn't realize there was a left wing at this point, and so he was trying to flank. Okay?
Oh.
Okay.
And so he would have encountered the left wing of the army anyway, but he encountered Sickles before. And so there was this battle. It was bad. It was very bad because Sickles was way the fuck out there.
Yeah.
Sickles lost his leg. Okay. In this battle, he is sent in an ambulance back to Washington D.C. Okay.
Yeah.
Battle happens. You know, we've got Pickett's charge. We've got the Minnesota. Minnesota, yay! Decimated, but then captures that Virginia battle flag.
Yeah.
Yes.
That happened here. And then for Pickett's charge, you know, Minnesota was right in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
The reason, one of the big reasons the North won that engagement, because the Union Army had like 100 cannons and the Confederates had like 150 cannons.
Yeah.
Like it was a lot of fucking cannons.
Yeah. Makes a stellar difference.
But
yeah.
There were two field artillery handbooks that the armies had. One of them was written by a guy whose name I can't remember, and one of them was written by a guy named General Hunt. Both of those generals were on the Union side.
Nice.
One of them was one of them was the artillery commander, and one of them was in charge of one of the battalions. The two
Hot
people
damn.
Who literally wrote the book were in that battle.
Nice.
And General Hunt did something really, really amazing. Every single time Hunt ever had to requisition or request powder or balls, cannonballs, he doubled the order.
Yeah.
And he had a secret stash.
Oh.
That only he and Meade knew about.
Okay.
That's pretty amazing.
When we've suddenly got Gettysburg, day three of Gettysburg happening, and there's all this heaven, suddenly the Union's like, we've got a fuck ton of powder and cannonballs.
Nice.
Yeah. So anyway, victory at Gettysburg. Everybody, yay.
Woo.
when news of the victory at Gettysburg reaches Washington, D.C., who is in Washington, D.C.?
Sickles.
Sickles.
Who immediately starts talking himself up about how big of a hero he was at Gettysburg. Aww. So by the time official reports get in, he's already been awarded the Medal of Honor.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, oh, he was a slimy son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
But here's the best part. There is not a bust of Sickles at Gettysburg. There was going to be. There was going to be a bust. Because guess who was in charge, by the way, of deciding who got awards at Gettysburg?
Oh, yeah.
Sickles.
Wow.
And that committee approved it. And his old regiment was like, yes, we've approved this. We've got the design. We're going to buy this bust and have it put up at Gettysburg. And then they looked in their account, and it was empty. Because Sickles had embezzled it all.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, did that to himself.
Wow. Oh, my God. Yeah, no, the man was... on the other side, Sickles was also in Congress and wrote the legislation to make Gettysburg a national monument.
Okay.
So there's that, but that's on top of...
Yeah.
But a lot of that came, honestly, Gettysburg was won because of the intelligence.
Because the North was smarter.
The using spies, spy networks.
Right.
Yeah.
The North put together a spy network, and everybody on this spy network... had never done anything like this before. They were making it up as they went.
Okay.
Sure.
But, holy fuck, did they do a good job. Because, day two of fighting, they had put together a list of every single battalion, every single regiment, every single everything that Lee had on the battlefield. And every single time they caught a prisoner of war, the first question they asked is, what their name was and what battalion and regiment they were with.
Sure.
And every time they would be like, we're with the 7th regiment, they'd put a little check mark there. And at the end of the day, they went to Meade and they said, you have engaged every single regiment, battalion, whatever, on Lee's side, with the exception of one.
Okay.
And that is Pickett's.
Huh. Okay.
So tomorrow, Lee is going to attack, and Pickett will be leading the attack.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where he's going to be attacking from. Meade knew what Lee was going to do before Lee knew what Lee was going to do.
That's fantastic.
This is why
spreadsheets are important, you guys.
Right? Isn't that so cool?
This makes me so happy.
That's so fucking cool. Anyway, Gettysburg was really fucking cool, by the way.
I believe this.
Oh, yeah. So in Harrisburg, I stopped at a brewery, like you do.
As one does.
Well, yeah.
Molly Pitcher Brewery.
Oh.
I know, right?
Wow.
Yeah. Do you know the story? Okay, Molly Pitcher is a folk hero-ish / history character.
Okay.
Yeah.
Molly Pitcher was one of the women who was bringing water to the people on the battlefield, the soldiers. Just, hence Pitcher, just bringing water to the soldiers because it's fucking hot. Her husband is one of the cannon people.
Okay.
Swabbing and packing cannonballs. He gets injured. She picks up his swab and proceeds to load cannons.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
She becomes very famous. Anyway, her name ostensibly was Mary Hayes.
Okay.
Molly Hayes. Sorry. But Molly Pitcher is kind of... It's one of those history / we're not...
Johnny Appleseed.
We're not entirely sure if it's true, but...
William Shakespeare.
Yeah, exactly. I've got opinions about that. Anyway. So, Molly Pitcher Brewery. I had a wit beer called How Witzer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh.
No, their fucking name game was on point. They had How Witzer... for their wit beer.
Yeah.
Their red was called Red Coat.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
And, like I said, her name was Molly Hayes. Her husband was William Hayes. And so they had the Billy Hayes Hazy IPA.
Ah.
Oh, God.
So good. But yeah, the Howitzer was really, really tasty.
Excellent.
So anyway, after Gettysburg, we go to fucking Hershey. Yes. Yes, we did. Yeah. We did. Fuck yes, we did.
I have feelings that your children might have been substantially more interested.
Were your children like kids in a candy shop?
Shit, we're together. Then we watched Charlie and the Chocolate Factory when we got home, and they absolutely loved it. I have things.
Oh.
Oh.
Salsa has things.
If it's chocolate, your timing is impeccable.
Kidding.
Damn it.
Here we go.
Oh my God, these are adorable. Okay.
They're so good.
I can't have the Reese's because
peanut
butter.
You two are going to have to fight over those. This one's mine.
Okay.
No, I'm taking the Hershey's.
Oh, well done.
I get a little blue cup that says kisses. Yes.
I also thought that you might enjoy the blue and the kisses.
But yes, I got little mugs.
They're so good.
Adorable.
These come from the Hershey Factory.
These are fantastic. Thank you.
We got some chocolate at
made
the
in China.
Too,
oh,
so
yeah.
Good. So amazing. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm on day, like, two here, so I should probably pull this up. Oh, yeah.
Is anybody timing them?
So then we went from Hershey. We drove to Atlantic fucking City.
Okay.
We stayed in a house, a little VRBO, three doors down from the ocean.
Oh, my God.
So all the 3 days that we were there, we would wake up. My wife would log in for work for a little bit. I would take the kids away and do something. And then we would spend the early afternoon in the ocean for like 4 hours. It was the fucking best.
That does sound amazing.
My kids had a fucking blast.
Yeah.
I had a fucking blast.
As someone who enjoys water. Yes.
Yeah, it was the best. It was the best. We all got sunburnt so badly, and it was the best.
Yeah, I was going to say, you look pretty fucking tan.
Do I?
Yeah.
I believe it.
I mean,
I can't tell on myself, but anyway.
It's also a little dark in here, so I'm not getting the contrast right now.
I've got farmer skin. So I burn, and then the next day it's just baked into a brown.
Yeah, you can shut up.
But anyway, so much fucking swimming in the ocean. It was so good. So good. My kids, again, my kids had such a great time. That first morning that it was just the kids and me, we went and climbed Absecom Lighthouse.
Okay.
Which is the tallest lighthouse in New Jersey and the third tallest in the United States.
Oh.
We climbed that motherfucker.
Oh, God.
Holy shit, was I winded when we got to
this. Oh, yeah,
so,
yeah.
So you got your stairs working.
Oh, my God, did I ever. So did the kids. But we got to the top, and, like, the volunteer was, like, this 60-year-old woman.
Yeah.
And it was just like, shit.
Yep. Oh, I can't imagine how anybody could make it up there. Oh,
shit.
God.
Yeah, no.
Fuck.
But it was great. She as we got up there, she handed out these little cards, and each one was like, congratulations, you have climbed the
aww.
I have a little card.
Tiny card.
You just climbed New Jersey's tallest lighthouse, the third tallest lighthouse in the United States, signed by this lighthouse keeper.
That's pretty fantastic.
Oh, that's delightful.
Like, this is something I'm going to keep for a long time.
That's like a Bridgman's Lollapalooza button.
Ooh.
I
fucking earned that, is what happened.
Yes, exactly.
With the 100 flavors of ice cream.
But then this is great. The second day, we visited one of America's oldest roadside attractions.
Okay.
Atlantic City, New Jersey.
Okay.
Lucy the Elephant.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Salsa just walked over to go get something, listeners. I feel like he could have prepared this ahead of time.
I feel like this is him preparing ahead of time. Oh.
There you go.
I have a magnet.
She's
so cute.
Oh, my goodness.
Cute and also fucking huge.
Oh, yeah, I believe it.
Lucy is 6 stories tall.
Jesus.
We went inside. We climbed inside Lucy. There is a fucking... The room that is inside Lucy is bigger than this, like, room. Is bigger than the A1 laboratory by a long fucking shot. You could fit 4 of the laboratories inside Lucy. I'm not even exaggerating.
Wow.
Jesus.
It's fucking huge inside there.
Oh, wow.
Lucy is gigantic.
Mm.
But yeah, it's one of the oldest roadside attractions in the United States. Yeah, it's was really cool.
I mean, that's super cool. Makes sense. That's fucking cool, though.
So, yeah.
And I got myself a pin, but it's mine.
Yeah.
But it's yours. Okay.
Yeah.
Can I look at it?
Yes, you can. And then, again, more swimming in the ocean. And then we went to Steel Pier, which is kind of the Coney Island of Atlantic City.
Oh, sure.
It's the pier that...
It's what it says on the arch.
Yeah. It's the pier that the amusement park is on. You know, the big Ferris wheel.
Yeah.
And,
sure.
You know, and we had an all-you-can-eat seafood buffet on the end of the pier. Like, it wasn't like, you know, here's a couple crab legs and here's some shrimp. It was like, here's a lobster.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Here's a crab.
Yeah?
Oh, my goodness.
Here's a hammer. Go to...
Oh, shit, yes.
And then we had clams and mussels and... just like a jambalaya thing with crayfish in it, and just like it was so fucking good.
Yeah,
good. I ate so much seafood because I love seafood. The next day, my wife took him to a park because she wasn't working that day, and I had had them every morning. And then we went to the ocean some more. But then what else did we do? Okay, then we went to Philadelphia next. And in Philadelphia, we saw the Bell, and we saw Independence Hall, and we saw Congress Hall. You know, I've been to Philadelphia before, so I've seen some of these before. But again, kids had just never seen it, and we were kind of teaching them about a lot of this stuff. So them being able to see the Liberty Bell was really cool, and tell them the history of all that stuff, and Independence Hall and Congress Hall and how all of that worked, and about who Benjamin Franklin was. And then we went to the...
a benighted old pervert who liked the song Turkey in the Straw.
Pretty much. then we went to the Franklin Institute, which is kind of like the Science Museum.
Right.
Here in the Twin Cities. And just the kids had a blast.
Rad, yeah.
They had a huge Lego, a life-size Lego Liberty Bell. In the Franklin Institute.
Did you happen to see who made it?
No.
Damn. Joe's got a friend around here that makes
giant Lego sculpture
things.
That's fucking cool.
The Split Rock Lighthouse Lego.
Mm.
Oh.
Joe's friend made that one.
Cool. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
But the Franklin Institute has one of the big fucking pendulums, the Earth rotation pendulum.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Which was in a stairwell at which my wife would not look down because my wife gets vertigo, but the kids were just like,
yeah,
leaning over the railing.
yeah, mom, look, we don't have vertigo. Look at us, your tiny sweet baby's about to go over the railing.
Well, we got to go in the planetarium and see a bunch of physics and sciencey stuff.
Nice.
Then we went to.
I do love a planetarium.
We went to. We went by the Philadelphia Art Museum, the famous Rocky steps.
Oh, sure, sure.
Oh, yeah.
The statue on our way to the Rodin Museum.
Oh, shit.
The last time my wife and I were in Philadelphia, we were in the Philadelphia Art Museum, but we didn't get to the Rodin Museum. So this time we did it the other way around. We went to the Rodin Museum, which was fantastic.
Rodin is... one of my favorite sculptors.
Yeah. Period. We had the Big Thinker and the Kiss and some of the other other fantastic pieces in there.
Yeah.
Nice.
We had a fucking great time. And we stayed in Philadelphia. We stayed in this tiny fucking house. It was a brownstone in Philadelphia. Like, we were walking distance from the art museum and the Rodin Museum, and
that's fantastic.
We're right in the fucking middle of the city, but that also means it's old city. You know, where it's just a row of brick and there's a door every few feet. You know, it's all one building.
That sounds amazing.
But what it meant was it was all vertical.
Oh yeah,
because the whole house from side to side was about 5 paces.
Okay,
and the whole house from front to back was about 12 paces.
Huh.
I paced it out.
Yeah.
That's the whole fucking floor plan. So the main floor, the front half was the living room, the back half was the kitchen.
Yeah.
Then you just went vertical.
Okay.
You know, then the second floor, it was bedroom on the front half, bathroom on and closets on the back half. Then the third floor was bedroom on the front half, closets and bathroom on the back half.
Huh.
Like, it was all vertical, but very tiny.
Okay.
I could love this.
Very steep.
I would not.
Stairs too.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I was like, it kind of sounds like the Keep, only a little bit small, like if you took off the kitchen entirely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just a different... you know, time that they were built. So.
Yeah. Right.
But yeah. No, that was, and then we flew back, and again, the kids were fantastic with the flying.
Great.
Nice.
Did they love being on an airplane?
They absolutely loved it. And poor Asher got just shafted on the flight home.
Mm-hmm.
Because we made sure, on the flight there,
yeah.
Raterly and my daughter sat together, and I sat with my son.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids had the window seats, and we had the middles.
Yeah.
Window seats.
Right.
And that was fine. On the flight home,
mm-hmm.
Asher was like, I want to sit next to Mama. And so I sat with my daughter, and Asher sat with Mama. And we get on the plane, and on the flight home, Asher's row, for some reason, there wasn't a window.
Oh,
there was a window on the other side,
buddy. Aww.
Oh, poor baby.
But for some, like, window, no
blank.
window.
Yeah.
Right where he was at. And it was just like, I
feel specifically
so
called
sorry,
out.
Yeah. Oh. And there's nothing we can do about this at all. Not a goddamn thing. It was just like, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
He was just not happy. It was just like, here, take the Switch, play some Mario Kart.
Yeah.
Just here you go.
Yeah, buddy.
You deserve this.
Yeah.
Poor little guy.
Aww.
Because he got on the plane, he was so happy, and he was like, where's my window?
Yeah, I still like to sit next to the window to watch it.
Oh, so
land and take off.
So,
yeah,
I love that. But
yeah,
but it was yeah. His face just dropped when he realized he had no.
Buddy,
shit, I felt so bad.
Shit.
Anyway, yeah, no, that was our vacation, and it was a week long, and I'm exhausted and sunburned.
A mile wide.
I couldn't have been happier.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, you seem almost pleasant tonight.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I know, right?
Yeah,
I don't think you've violently insulted
Who
me.
Who are you, and what have you done with Salsa? Are you doing in Salsa's house?
Give me some time, and I'll get back in character. But
okay. It's going to take a little time to be really upset with humanity again.
I know,
and
right?
At least 10 minutes. Well, read some Facebook on the break, and then I'm sure you'll be back in no time.
Mm-hmm. Mm. So, anyway, that was my vacation.
Excellent.
I'm sure I have forgotten so many things, so many things, I'm sure, but yeah, it was a fantastic time. I'm really, really happy we did it. I would go through that Hershey Museum again. We had to kind of cut it short because Asher was getting a tummy ache.
Oh, buddy.
And
did he have too much Hershey?
Probably.
Yeah.
Because, like, we stopped at the food court, and it was, like, giant pretzels with chocolate dipping sauce and chocolate milk.
Oh, shit.
And it was just like, I think he was a little overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he also ate, like, vacuumed down his food. So I think vacuuming down food on an empty stomach and then a bunch of chocolate on top of it. So we were just like, we were in the gift shop and suddenly it was like, we got to go now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
little green in the gills.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But, I'm not going to say it. Did he have the Hershey squirts?
He did not. No. He just needed to. Like,
nicely
he
done.
Out, like he laid down on a bench and like just moaned for 10 minutes.
Aw, sweetie.
Buddy.
Oh, sweetie.
Yeah, that's with puppies. You put their food into a bowl that's kind of a maze or a labyrinth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, he ate really fast. They had like mac and cheese with like bacon bits and like.
Yep, that sounds amazing.
Buffalo sauce and stuff like that.
Yeah,
it was really fucking good. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, I'd have a tummy ache too.
Yeah, he vacuumed it down.
But
yeah,
yeah.
No, it was again a grand old time. But the ocean. Oh my god, the kids could have swam in that ocean every single day.
Still never seen the ocean. I don't believe it exists.
It wasn't quite the same as when we were in Ireland, my wife and I, and we were in that little cove
all the way over.
And,
yeah.
And, like, the fucking 10-foot-high waves crashing in.
Yeah.
Not 10 foot, maybe, like, 7 or 8.
Those are the kind of waves you put the kids on leashes for.
Yeah. but these were still... were still pretty big. You know, there was some good maybe 5 foot waves.
And, oh, sure.
You know, occasionally, if you got hit them just right. The first day, there was a whole lot of swallowing ocean water and puking up ocean water.
Yeah.
By the third day, they were experts.
Ooh.
Like, okay. The third day, they were fish. They were in and out. I got bit by something on the beach. Like, I was in.
Was it Asher?
I have no idea what it was. Like, I was kneeling down in this, I was probably up to my, I was probably in waist-high water, but I was kneeling down, so it was up to my neck, and I, like, knelt down, and I felt something, like,
just
grab my toes.
Ah.
And I looked down, and I, like, had a cut on one of my feet.
Huh.
It was just, like, something.
Did it check?
A little blue crab or something.
Yeah. Under the full moon, he will become a northern pike. Yeah.
All right. Well, now I have a horror story to write.
Yep.
So I'm a were-crab? Is that what you're saying?
I specifically said northern pike.
There are not many northern pikes in the Atlantic Ocean.
Aren't many werewolves either, but...
Touché.
Yeah. Well played.
All right.
Wait.
Someday, just like in the 80s movies, that will get faster. I know it.
No.
Not for me, no. But maybe for someone else.
Anyway, that's it.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm glad you had a good time.
No, just take a break.
All right.
Yeah, we should take a break.
Weigh in, people.
Tell us about the ocean, planes, vacations. I don't know what
they're... Yes. Planes, trains, and automobiles. What's your favorite John Candy and Steve Martin movie?
Those aren't pillows. We're gonna take a break.
Hey everybody, you should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for apropos of nothing.
Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. And check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
And we're back. Salsa.
I'm James.
I'm Jenna.
And I did confirm during the break that Lucy is, in fact, the oldest surviving roadside attraction in the United States. I thought it was, but I didn't want to tell tales out of school, so.
What?
Yes,
no.
Really fucking old, really fucking cool. Anyway.
Yeah.
But that's not what we're talking about now. We're talking about a Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Fast Five.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from me. Accurate.
All right.
Alright. Question number one.
Ooh.
Physical or emotional?
God damn it.
Which kind of labor would you rather do for a company? Physical labor.
Physical.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I like doing mental.
Yeah,
I'm pretty mental. What?
I didn't see that coming. All right,
I've been hanging out with you a lot.
That'll make anybody mental.
Well,
and that thread today has just like I've got
growing exponentially.
I've got Riga shadows in my brain right now. Anyway. Physical or emotional? I'm not really a super physical person overall.
Yeah.
I mean, I do like fighting. I suppose that's pretty physical, but like...
and that could be either.
Hold on. Oh, God damn it.
It's a really good question.
No. I'm just going to go emotional. I'm PMSing right now, so I'm just going to go emotional.
All right. emotional for me.
Yeah.
Huh. Question number two.
Ooh.
Kinetic energy or potential energy?
What would you describe... which would you ascribe more to sugared up children? Kinetic energy or potential energy?
That's not really an either or. That's just a...
That just yes. is, yeah. I was about to say
one
plasma?
And then the other? Like, yeah. sublimation. Yeah.
Kinetic for me.
Directly from a solid to a gas or a plasma.
I think I'm going to go potential. One of the things that I like doing is working with people's potential and like helping people understand what it is that, what their goals are, what they're trying to accomplish, things like that. So
yeah,
I'm going to go potential.
I feel like I have a lot more kinetic energy in me and very little potential for anything. So I'll go with kinetic.
All right.
This is one of those moments where I want to be like, James, be good to yourself, James.
But also you're right.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to derail the joke. You yeah. got me. Yeah. You got me in a trap here. You got me in a box. I can't.
All right. Question number three.
Ooh.
Outside or inside?
I feel like we were talking about outside or inside earlier in this podcast, even.
Yeah.
If this is tied to that, I'm going to be really cranky.
Like outside jokes and inside jokes? That thing?
Oh. I think, yeah, that was the basic context, I think. Which do you like more? I like jokes that I can share with everybody, so I'm going to go outside.
Yeah. One of my favorite jokes is that something was so inside baseball that it actually took place in the Metrodome before it was torn down. And so I'm going to stick with inside.
Okay.
I'm going outside.
All right.
Question number four.
Ooh.
Comfort.
Okay.
Or local.
I've never heard of a comfort yokel, but I feel like that could be my business card.
Comfort or local? I'm gonna go comfort. I don't know what the context is.
Yeah.
But.
I might go local because I'm willing to sacrifice comfort for a lot.
I'm willing to sacrifice local for a lot of comfort.
Fair.
I'm going local.
All right.
And question number five. Solo or duet?
You know, I am disappointed that that Kylo Ren was not Han Duet.
Wouldn't it be Han Duet?
Ooh, it might be.
He would have to have been named Khan. That one was just for you, James.
Yeah, I like it.
Pretty sure you're the only one that gets it or cares.
Yeah,
because if you're pulling a con, just do it.
Mm, that's not where I was going with it, but sure.
But it's where I went with it.
Okay.
Oh, you went someplace dirty.
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
God. There are a lot of things that I like doing with a friend as opposed to on my own. God damn it.
Like board games.
And by board, he means bed. And by games, he means fucking.
Fuck beds?
Yes.
They're springy.
Huh. Yeah, okay. All right. Oh, wow, weird. This letter just arrived and told us that we're wacky morning DJs now. Oh, shit. Oh, I guess I'll see you in a few hours.
107X. Bam. The future of rock and roll.
Oh, God. Yeah. I'm going to go do it.
Morning radio with Salsa and the Jen.
Drink. Those are the rules.
Aww. Aww. Right. Wah, wah. That was the one.
I honestly, up until a couple years ago, would have said solo, but I think I might be leaning towards duet now.
Oh, really? Huh. Interesting.
Like, if I had to do a stage act out at Fest, I would much rather have it be a duet. I would much rather have it be, you know, back and forth Laurel and Hardy type show. That quick repartee is really good. Don't get me wrong, like, the Tori Stellar is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
And Tui is amazing.
Oh, yeah.
But
that Casimir guy's not too bad either.
Eh.
I mean, that's what I've heard around the bathrooms. But, you know.
Salsa said is James is literally wearing one of the Casimir shirts.
That's true. that is facts. I am wearing one of your shirts right now.
Yep.
And I have one of your masks in my car. So there's that.
Did you get a mask? Oh.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, it's quite handy. It's very comfortable. Awesome. Yeah. It has been a personal favorite, as a matter of fact. So, it's the Alive one.
Okay.
Yeah. Someone asked me if it was the Wonder Bread logo, and I said, What's wrong with your Wonder Bread? What the fuck is wrong with your Wonder Bread that it's alive?
And daring.
Yes. Toast must be very difficult for you. So, yeah, moral quandaries. I'm going to go with duet.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You should have seen this coming, but this is the Fast Five Travel Edition.
Ooh.
I had some guesses.
Yeah, exactly.
That means that it's just like the regular edition, but somewhat smaller and magnetic.
Yes.
Yes.
Magnets for you. Anyway.
You already gave us magnets.
No, I have other magnets.
Oh, shit!
Fucking magnets!
It's like magnet Christmas.
Is this a magnet holiday?
Question number one.
polar.
Wow.
Question number one, physical or emotional?
Yes.
When you are traveling,
yeah.
Do you like to bring home physical things, i.e. go shopping, or emotional, i.e. experience things?
Emotional. I do like to bring home things for people.
Yeah.
If I can, if I find something good. But I'm also not going to get something just to give it to somebody.
Sure,
like,
sure.
I want it to be like, no, I this person would you. Actively like this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought of you while I was on my trip when I saw this thing, so I got it for you.
But you're bringing home souvenirs for other people.
For
you're
other
not
people.
Just going and shopping.
Nope.
For, you know,
no.
shopping. And, food.
Not
but, like, that's about the experience anyway.
Bags
so.
Or anything like that.
No.
I do like to get souvenirs for others to let them know that I was thinking of them when I can. For myself, I very rarely buy souvenirs for myself.
I'm the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yep. One of my favorite things that I've purchased while on a trip was postcards. Mm-hmm. And that's, like, useful, I guess, but it's more the connection. I can buy a 30-cent object to remind me of my trip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Question number two, kinetic energy or potential energy? When you are on vacation, do you prefer to go and do things, kinetic energy, or sit and rest, potential energy?
That depends on the type of vacation.
All kinetic.
I wish it was the second, but I know that it's the first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really depends. Like, if it's a situation like Glory, I don't need to go into town. I don't need to whatever. I am just fine hanging out on the side of the lake.
Shit, relaxing, that sounds so good.
There are situations where relaxing is 100% the game.
Yeah.
but usually I'll want to see something other than where I'm at.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm on a vacation. Unless I'm, in a hotel in the area. Just to get the fuck out of my house. I'm probably going to have to go kinetic overall.
Yeah. Even when I go to conventions, I am there to go see costumes. I'm there to visit and be on panels. I am there to perform. I keep a pretty tight schedule for that and vacations and shit like that. I suppose I should just plan a vacation that is nothing. I've often thought about going up to Bandolin Island, getting a hotel room, writing a book, and just getting hammered and having seafood every day.
Just go the full
Hemingway.
Full Hemingway.
I brought four books, fully intending to do some beach reading or something like that.
Oh, sure.
I read one book the entire trip, and that included the plane.
Shit.
Because I brought the book to the beach, never cracked it open. Because we got to the beach and I was in the water.
Right.
I'm much happier doing stuff. I don't sit still very well.
Yeah.
Question number three, inside or outside? This one, I think I know the answer to.
Okay.
When you're on an airplane, do you like to be able to look outside or do you prefer being an inside aisle seat?
I want to look at all the stuff happening. I want to take photos of stuff out the window, mountains and shit.
I mean, I've only been on planes twice, and it's not really my favorite experience. I have problems with pressure change.
Yeah.
It feels like there is a little literal stake being driven through my head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no amount of anything.
No gum or anything.
It would.
Oh, yeah. No. I didn't need to pop it. That's the problem. I couldn't pop it because there was nothing to pop.
Interesting.
It's your head and not your ears.
Up my head.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, it's probably connected to my ears, but there's nothing I could do about it.
Right.
I was chewing gum. I did the water thing. Sure. I did the gulpy gulp. I did the stretches. I did the all of that stuff. No.
Kegels. Yeah.
Well, I do those all the time anyway.
Yeah.
Doing them right now, or am I?
I did notice that the stool is getting noticeably shorter.
But yeah, I just
got the vinyl seats
don't really want to be on a plane unless I have to be. Once we're at altitude, it's fine.
Mm-hmm.
But the changes are what really fucks with my head.
Gotcha.
And it's painful.
Yeah.
So I'll do it if I have to, but it's drug me up.
My wife gets motion sick, so if she's looking out the window, she's not a happy camper.
Yeah.
I suppose.
Don't waste the window seat on me, I think, is what the answer
Fair
is
enough.
There.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Question number four, comfort or local?
Okay.
When traveling, do you prefer to eat foods you are more comfortable with.
Oh,
or do you prefer to try the local cuisine?
Local cuisine.
I chose correctly.
Oh. I want to know what you do here.
Yeah.
I want to know.
Me your food.
Yes.
Give me the weirdest thing that I've never heard of before. I want to try it.
I like when I go down to Kansas City with Joe, I'm just like, I want to try everything that exists here. Number one, because barbecue.
Whoa, yeah.
All over the fucking place. Also, there's one little tiny bar that has like the best fucking meatloaf on the planet. Like it's just this little hole in the wall thing.
It will do everything for love, and it will do that.
Yes. But like we went to go to this barbecue place, and it was super fancy, and everybody was there, and we couldn't get in. So we just went down the street until we found a place, and we popped in, and I saw they had meatloaf, and I was like, I know I should be eating barbecue because I'm in Kansas City, but meatloaf actually sounds really good right now, and I had it, and it was incredible.
That sounds fantastic.
So, yeah, anyway, but I love finding things like that.
Oh, yeah.
When we went down to Kansas City the next time, I was like, I have to go to that meatloaf place, because I can't get that meatloaf in Venice. Yeah. I need my meatloaf fix.
Gonna be chasing that dragon.
And I love it. I love finding those things and having those experiences, and especially if it's a place you're going to go back to again, being able to revisit that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I have had wild wings in Buffalo. Mm. I've had pizza in Chicago and New York. I've had cheesesteak in Philadelphia. I have had fondue in Switzerland. I have chocolate in Switzerland. I've had Wurst in Germany. I have had pasta in Italy. Like, it's the best.
Yeah.
You know, going out there and just finding, like, what is this thing that the locals eat? This is what I want to try.
Like, even when I was in Russia, we ate at a Chinese restaurant. Mm. And Russian Chinese food is dramatically different.
Oh, yeah.
From American
Chinese
food.
That's because American Chinese food is not really Chinese.
And this kind of wasn't either.
Sure.
But, their idea of Chinese food is so fucking different. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the only time I have stopped at a fast food place while overseas was in Japan. And it's only because I saw that Wendy's, instead of having chili, had some kind of weird chicken sandwich that I had never heard of in the States, and had, instead of the chili, they had clam chowder.
Mm. Oh,
that they made fresh every day.
Nice. Yeah, and no, that's a thing that you go in for.
Yeah, I was like, I'll do that. I'll have something that seems like it would be familiar but ends up being very different. Mm-hmm. Sure.
Yeah.
When we were in Pennsylvania, we were in Amish country at that point, and so for breakfast one day we had Scrapple.
Oh, sure.
Mighty fine.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it.
But what is Scrapple?
Scrapple is,
because I'm picturing a game with letter tiles, and this is not something
it's,
I want
it's
to
it's that but
kind
pork.
Of like it's like pork but
pork butt.
It's kind of halfway between meat and spam.
Yes.
Mm.
So when they make hot dogs, there are things that don't make it into the hot dog. And I just assume that's Scrapple.
And then it's kind of like pork haggis.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I'm about it. Like, even more now. Okay. I was 100% sold, and now I'm, like...
I mean, I definitely want to try it now, because, all of the best food is peasant food, and that sounds like about as peasant food as you can get.
It is also known by the Pennsylvania Dutch name panhas, or panrabbit. It is traditionally a mush of pork scraps and trimmings combined with cornmeal and wheat flour.
Interesting.
And then spiced.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, telling me that it's a pig haggis, just like I'm fucking entirely about
it's
this.
It's formed into a semi-solid loaf, and the slices are then pan-fried before serving.
Okay.
And so we had scrapple with eggs. And
fuck, that sounds so good.
That does
it
actually
was,
sound good.
Wow.
I've had it before, and it was really, really tasty.
Yep.
So, I love that sort of thing.
I'm glad I have food waiting for me at home. Leftovers from my dinner this afternoon, yeah.
Anyway, so question number 5. Solo or duet? Do you prefer traveling solo or with someone else?
I would much rather travel with somebody else. I like sharing experiences with people.
Absolutely.
I am capable of having my own experiences. It's not like I'm dependent on others to be able to have experiences, but there's so much more that happen. Like, because then you can have conversations about what you did, and like you can just...
Fuck yes.
It's like savoring the experiences with another person. It's so good. Well, I love that.
And for me, the adventure becomes so much more diverse in thought, right? I've always wanted to travel to Hawaii, and when I went there, the person that I went with was like, let's not stay in a hotel, let's rent a camper, which was a tremendous plan and ended up being incredible fun and huge adventure.
Nice.
And let's visit this place and go bouldering across the top of a waterfall. Let's visit this place that's terrifying to drive to. Which, if I was by myself, I might have been, I don't think I want to go all this way down and dodge cars and almost go into the 10-foot ditches full of rocks.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, giant boulders and shit. Like, no, that doesn't sound like fun. But I did it because the idea was there, and by God, I was going to make it happen. And, I think that there is always going to be a better mix of ideas with two people.
I agree with that. And that's one of the reasons in recent years, like traveling with Raiderly, I have enjoyed that because like when we were traveling across Ireland, she was the one who was like, oh, there's this distillery. It's over here. We should go. And I was like, okay, sure. Why not? And it turned out to have the oldest still in the world.
Oh. Mm.
The oldest still active still in the world.
Yeah.
Which we never would have stumbled on if she hadn't suggested it.
Right.
Yeah.
I love traveling by myself because I get to do whatever I want to on a whim.
Right.
I can be like, well, I was planning on doing this, but this looks really interesting, and I can just make a snap decision and go do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
If I want to. And I really, really enjoy having that freedom. But again, having somebody else, you get to share that experience with them, and they pull you into things that you wouldn't have done, so it's, I really can go either way. I love traveling solo. I also enjoy traveling with her. So it's really a toss up. I'll do both.
Yeah.
But which one do I prefer? Like I said, 5 years ago, I would have said solo, but I think, especially over the past couple times, traveling with her to Ireland and now on the coast, I think traveling with her is a pretty solid choice. So, but I'll still absolutely, travel solo without, thinking about it twice.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway, that was a Fast Five.
Woo!
Fast Five!
If you would like to send in a Fast Five, please send 2 emails to salsa@aonpodcast.com. The first one should be the choices, and the second one repeat those choices, and then give us a context. Who has something to give a shout-out for?
I want to give a shout-out to the fencing booth for everything that I've already talked about. I already feel super welcome, and I've only been an official boothie for a day. And they're just wonderful and sweet, nice people, and they have a fucking wicked sense of humor. So, yeah.
James?
I want to give a shout-out to my boss. Mid-year reviews were today, and I, as listeners probably know, I'm not super confident 100% of the time, especially where it comes to work that I've done.
Right.
And this review was really fucking great, and he's amazing to work for. And I'm just, like, I'm really glad. So, yeah. It was good. It was a glowing review. I have a great boss.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to make you both cry. I'm going to give my shout-out to you two.
Aww.
Yeah, I know, right? No, genuinely.
But why?
I left and was not here for last week's podcast, and I missed it. And you two obviously are able to do this without me, and that speaks, you know, to how useless I am here. But, like, when I am traveling and when I am going places, like, my wife is like, okay, so we need to get a, you know, a little souvenir for my mother, and we need to get a souvenir for my sister, and our friends, you know, we'll get this, and we should get this for this people. And I walk into a place, and I go, what do I need for James and Jenna? Like, that's my first thought is, I need something for AON. No, you guys mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
So.
Aww. We should have made Salsa go first.
Okay, now that was dumb. I'm going to say the ocean. My shark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll yeah. We'll take go, that, ocean.
We'll go
yeah.
with that.
We'll make the ocean cry.
My shout outs to the ocean. Anyway, who's got a plug?
Hey, guess what, guys?
What?
I have just a few weeks to my show. And I do have a Facebook account now. Oh, hey, we should get me added to the AON page.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Anyway, but I do have a Facebook account. Mm-hmm. That I just built because I needed to be able to promote my show.
Yeah.
So, go to Facebook and look up Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman. There is more info in there on how to handle and navigate the Fringe page website.
Yeah.
Some people have been having difficulties with it.
Hmm.
You do have to purchase a button.
Yes.
And yep. create an
Who's
account.
Got the button?
Before you can actually buy tickets to anything or apparently see when any of the performances are.
Oh, shit.
Which is frustrating people. So if you want to know when my performances are, I have listed all of them in my Facebook event so that you don't have to guess if you're going to be able to make one.
Excellent.
And they're all at 8 p.m. So if you're like, I wonder what time Jenna's show is tonight, the answer is 8 p.m.
Excellent.
I tried to make that part easy. And, yeah. And then if you could do me a favor and just maybe say you're coming or you're interested, maybe share it with your friends and let other people know about it.
Heck yeah.
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
I'll definitely get the link for Salsa in the show notes.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I'm behind on all of this marketing, so any help that anybody's willing to give in sharing this, and I know we have listeners that are not local, it's all online, so I don't care where
Hot
you're at,
shit.
You can come watch it,
yeah.
because online is everywhere. So, yeah, that's what I've got to plug. Cassandra and a Cat Called Woman, opening August 6th? It's either the 5th or the 6th. I can't remember for sure. The problem is that I'm also in the Encyclopedia show.
Yeah.
And so I can't remember if I have an Encyclopedia show on the 5th and it's opening and Cassandra's opening on the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's correct. Because otherwise I was like, maybe it's my show that's opening on the 5th and I'm performing on the 4th. Am I performing on the 4th? Oh my God, what's happening? I've had a lot going on. So, Encyclopedia show on the 5th. And then also, share it. Let people know about it.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like, I don't know. I was going to say something else and forgot. I'm super excited. It's shaping up really well. I got some cool scene stuff. Not like scene changes or anything like that. Just the scenery images that I'm using for my stage.
It's quite smart.
I got a local artist, Whitney Strader, to make me some columns and like a Greek villa countryside background with a temple in the background. And it's kind of watercolory and
beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's a lovely backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, some of it is foreground and some of it is background, so that I can actually come around from a column. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Fucking gonna master this technology. OBS shit. So, yeah. And check out Whitney Strader as well.
Yeah.
There is a link to her website on my Fringe show page at minnesotafringe.com.
Excellent.
I think I got it all out.
This Friday, Vilification Tennis, the Snyder Cut, is going to happen. And while I will not be appearing on stage with them virtually, I will be helping to wrangle chat, and I look forward to seeing all of your names and comments and things there. So, I've been looking forward to this show. And also, in August, we are apparently going to appear on a fucking stage together. Vilification Tennis. May. And I think they will be. I think we will be. On stage at the Bryant Lake Bowl.
What the shit?
In August. Yes.
Oh my god.
And I will be there.
Awesome.
So, prepare your best underwear now.
All of my underwear is my best underwear. Boom.
Yeah. Not this coming weekend, but the next weekend, Casimir will be appearing at Wren in the Glen.
Excellent.
In Glenwood, Wisconsin. Yes, that is right. Casimir's triumphant return to Wren in the Glen. Go check it out there. It's going to be fucking hot. I'm really looking forward to that. And then shortly after that, I will be in Pseudo Fringe. Big Fun Radio Fun Time.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Is going to be performing. It's kind of half Fringe, half not Fringe. Tim tried to explain it, and I was on vacation, so I really didn't read it. But we are going to be performing from the Convergence stage on August 6th, and then we will be on August 12th performing online.
Okay.
That's kind of fucking fascinating.
I think I've got that
weird
right.
And crazy, I love it. Huh. Oh, that's fantastic. I'm really enjoying that.
I'm going to verify that information, but that Big Fun Radio Fun Time will be having shows in conjunction with Fringe and Convergence.
Perfect.
That's what I got. Anything else?
I wanted to say bye, I love you, bye.
All right, in that case, thank you so very much for listening. Thank you to me for the wonderful, fabulous Fast Five.
It was good.
Thank you. Okay, settle down now. Settle down. Thank you.
Yes. I'm so happy.
On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
Take it away, Salsa.
Cha.
Cha, 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 cha.
Verbal Jazz Fingers.
Verbal Jazz Fingers is the name of my new Led Zeppelin cover band.